Hello, everybody on Audio Boo, and we have people with us here on Team Talk. I had a very, what maybe seems like a silly question to ask, but it's actually very thought-provoking if you actually stop and think about it. What would happen if we had two mouths and two ears? That's the question that I want everybody to think about. And one at a time on Team Talk and Skype and in person here in this room can answer this question. And we have 10 minutes. So everybody, keep your answers to like 1 to 2 minutes, please. Go!
If we had two mouths and two ears, we'd be constantly talking and be so way off course with what everybody else might be saying because we're not able to hear enough of what's going on.
Well, I think we had two mouths and two ears. We could always listen to more people, but yet I think we get two mouths and more of a conflict. Because I think people are talking too much about other people. But also, I think it would be more of a good spot because you can help other people.
Well, we have one brain, and if we had two mouths, what would be coming out each mouth?
Yep.
If you're, you know, are you speaking Christ out of one mouth? And are you speaking the enemy out of the other mouth? There's got to be confusion when there's only one brain and two mouths going.
Never thought of that. Yep.
That makes sense. Jesse?
If we had two mouths and two ears, some people would have been like, why do you have two mouths and two ears? What do you make it for? Like, can't you figure out you want to have one mouth, not two? And we would say one thing in one mouth and then have the other thing and say something else in another mouth. And with the two ears, I don't think the two ears would handle the two mouths.
Well, how would you know which mouth is telling the truth? And then, to me...
You might have to turn one head to the other and point the other side.
Now you're talking two heads, but I was talking two mouths.
Two mouths.
Just two mouths in the same head. Don't confuse the issue, Jesse.
Two mouths. If you had two mouths, you'd be like,
What, Tamara?
And one mouth telling you the truth and a lie, so I think it would be kind of chaotic to tell which way it was coming.
Very chaotic,
truth,
indeed.
I agree with that.
It would have been like, what's going on?
I think that you can get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think one mouth is hard to control. I mean, we may be thinking, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to share these opinions here. And pretty soon, lo and behold, It was opinions, but you ended up hurting somebody.
Exactly.
Pretty bad. And, you know, out of anger is a hurting place. Mm-hmm. And the anger covers up a hurting place. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, sometimes we're so ignorant we don't even know what the heck we're causing. All we think is, one day I was up here on Audio Boo, I'm going to share these opinions, and I just went to town. You know, I felt so proud of myself for doing all these boos, and I got my attitudes all out, and I got, you know, and I was talking about how Skype and their attitudes and blah, 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 you know, and this and that and the other attitude I didn't like. And you know what? The more I thought about it, hey, that wasn't right.
Yeah.
That wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And now I know it. But I felt... Yeah, we do. We all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes, but at least we try. We all make mistakes. We're not perfect, but at least we try.
Yep.
Anywho, I'm going to go.
All right. Take care, Tamara.
I'm going to go. Just want to say bye and God bless. I'm gonna get off here and go spend some time with my grandparents.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
See you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, Karen?
But,
Uh-huh, turn that up, buddy.
You can listen to the things of God, or you can listen to the things of the world.
Yep.
She said you can listen to the things of God, or the things of the world.
Ways, okay?
Yeah.
And also, then on top of that, if you're constantly yapping all the time and talking, you're not always listening. So we have to have our ears open, our eyes open. We need to learn to keep our mouth closed and to be able to listen to what God wants to bring forth through others. And not just be yapping all the time to let our voices be heard.
And that's true. I'm so glad that God gave us only one mouth and two ears.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, what I say is, Lord, let me have ears to hear. And help me to hear you more. And not to upset anybody and not to cause hurt or problem. Because when I was speaking about attitudes. But there were people, and I got a backlash that thought I was out to hurt them. And I definitely was not. So I just want to come up here and kind of share and do something a little bit different. And say, you know, I think it's better to, if we're going to run our mouths, I think it's better to run our mouths about God and God's attitudes and not focus on the negative attitudes.
Amen.
Because I'd rather get a lot of negative backlash focusing on God.
Amen.
Than I would... focusing on the enemy and his bad attitudes.
Because
the enemy wants us to focus on that which is negative.
Yes.
And so, if you get the backlash, you know what? In a twisted way, you get what you deserve. You're going to focus on the enemy.
Yeah.
So that was actually a good lesson. I don't know how to fix it with the person or people I've hurt. But
the Lord does.
Yeah, and
does.
You know,
he'll show you.
All I know is after today's Bible study, I just think of, isn't it good that we have only one mouth and two ears?
Yes.
So we can actually hear God, and then tune our hearts towards Him. And I really think that God did fearfully and wonderfully make us, and we do need to, if we say we are Christians, keep our hearts tuned towards Him and all of that. So, you know, actually, thank you, God, for that hard time and that hard lesson I went through, because you know what? I want it to make me stronger.
Amen.
I want it to make me a better person. And I want to be better to others and to do things the right way.
Yes.
You know, I could think you know, there's a, what is that Bible verse, Dan?